This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We'll get to the numbers in due course, but let's pause here for a minute to reflect on the markets, shall we? Sure, there are ups and downs in equities. That's kind of the way it goes. Two steps forward, one step back. And that holds true over time, too, the bumpiness. But generally speaking, over time, stocks go up. The question is, have they been going up more than they should have been going up? Because there is some speculation afoot that after 30 years of high performance, the markets might not be so high performing anymore. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has that one.
From 1989 to 2019, the U.S. economy, real GDP, grew about 2.5% per year. But markets, the S&P 500, for example, grew at more than twice that rate. According to some economists, that cannot go on.
You're starting to reach what I guess you could call kind of burnout.
Samir Samana is senior global market strategist for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. In a recent paper, a Federal Reserve economist outlined this argument and said that much of the exuberant growth in the market has been the result of two things.
Lower interest rates and lower taxes.
Those two things were responsible for 40% of the growth in real corporate profits from 89 to 2019, according to the Fed economists. And Samana says those two things, lower interest rates and lower taxes, are going away.
With respect to taxes, I think now, because of what you've seen from a fiscal spending standpoint, and because a lot of places now have aging populations, you're going to need to fund government spending in some way.
As for interest rates, they can't really get any lower than they were before the pandemic. And now that the menace of inflation has returned, they're definitely not getting that low again anytime soon. There are some caveats to the idea that we are entering a world of lower stock market returns. Eugenio Alleman is chief economist at Raymond James.
I think that the argument that returns are going to be very, very low will apply to very mature industries, very mature firms. But they do not apply to top of the line or on the edge, let's say, firms.
By top of the line, Alleman means highly innovative firms, pushing the technological envelope, artificial intelligence, for example. That thought is echoed by Richard Silla, an economic historian and professor emeritus of economics at NYU's Stern School.
The prediction could be wrong because we can't predict the technological future.
Netflix, Google, Amazon, none of those existed in 1989. Who knows what's coming next to fuel both the economy and the stock market? On the other hand, Silla says history does suggest these past few decades were special.
The U.S. stock market goes up and down in sort of regular cycles, magnifying what's going on in the economy.
In the best decade, Silla calculated, market returns reached 18%. In the worst, returns were zero or negative 1%.
And right now, we're up close to the top.
If we are, in fact, headed for a long period of lower market returns, it means an entire generation of investors is headed for disappointment.
This is a new regime. It requires a new playbook.
Jean Boivin is head of the BlackRock Investment Institute and also believes the past 40 years of market performance are about to be upended. For years, he says, the conventional investment wisdom was to put money into index funds and bonds and let the markets do the work.
Going forward, this simple approach will not take you as far.
He says investors will need to focus on trends and drivers affecting particular industries, looking for changes in the economic landscape, whether artificial intelligence or climate change. In many ways, the world has already changed. The question is, how will markets change with it? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.